The survey we conducted was from pet owners all around the country, and people had said to us, I think it was almost a third of people said that they're hearing fireworks now in August. So most people are hearing it in September, but some people are hearing it in August. So what happens then is it's even harder for pet owners to predict when these are going to happen, and it's even harder for them to prepare for their pets, because all the advice is when you hear, you know, a firework going off, to do X, Y, and Z in the run up to it. And if you don't know how often that's going to be or when it's going to happen, it makes it very, very hard for you to plan. And then you can get stressed. And 83% of the people who replied said that their well-being is affected because it's so upsetting to see your cat or dog visibly shaking or hiding or howling or barking or crying. And we had one lady told us that her dog opened a window, jumped out the back garden and jumped over back garden walls and ran into oncoming traffic, was hit by a car and broke her hip. So it's not just pet owners asking people to please not let off fireworks. It's dangerous, and so many pets go missing on Halloween because they're so terrified. They would do anything to escape. And one of the main pieces of advice we'd have for people is to make sure there's a door closed between you and trick-or-treaters. Because if the door opens, and even if your pet never runs out, if a firework goes off in the background and they get scared because you're at the front door, they'll just bolt. And then obviously you have trick-or-treaters walking around in masks, obviously having a good time, because that's what kids do at Halloween. There's nothing wrong with that. But pets might not recognise the fact that people are dressed up, and it could be equally as scary for them as well to see people, you know, in masks and costumes they're not familiar with. And that can add an extra layer of terror and make them run even further. And then before you know it, they've run off to somewhere they don't recognise and they become lost. So it's really, really important to make sure your pet's microchipped and to double check the database that your details and your most recent mobile phone number is recorded against that microchip, so you can be contacted just in case your pet does get out.